Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, November 19th. A major construction project in Owen Sound wraps up. Alpha Street set to fully reopen next week. City Manager Tim Simmons says the finishing touches on the $5.25 million project are being completed and the road set to open to traffic next Monday, November 25th.
So this is 4 to 5 months ahead of schedule and also will be coming in under budget.
Alpha Street's being closed between 6th and 9th Avenues West since May for the replacement of underground infrastructure, as well as a new active transportation route and some landscaping. Public transit affected by the closure will return to original routes by December 2nd. South Bruce Gray Health Center has provided more information about the status of its staffing shortage in a series of public meetings. It's been giving community updates at meetings in the area. The last one is tomorrow at the Walkerton Community Center at 6 in the evening. The Chesley and Durham hospitals have seen service reductions over the past few years, and Durham's 10 inpatient beds were moved out this past summer to Kincardine and Walkerton. South Bruce Gray Health Center maintains it does not currently have the staffing to offer 24/7 emergency services at the Chesley and Durham sites. The hospital corporation says it needs to reduce its vacancy rate for registered nurses to zero to go back to full operation. The living wage in Grey Bruce this year is up to just over $23 an hour. That's from the United Way of Bruce Gray. The annual calculation looks at what a full-time worker would need to earn to cover rent, transportation, groceries, and other household expenses such as childcare and recreation. Francesca Dobbin is the United Way of Bruce Gray's executive director.
The whole point of the living wage is to have the conversation about what it actually costs the household to run a budget based on the complement of the household.
A joint police effort has led to the arrest of a man in Hanover. The town's police chief, Chris Knoll, says officers from Hanover, West Gray, and South Bruce OPP surrounded a residence in Hanover and took a wanted suspect into custody without incident. A 31-year-old Hanover man was arrested on charges of break and enter, dangerous driving, and flight from police. No other details were released. On the national news, the postal workers' strike is now into its fifth day. Canada Post and the Canadian Union of Postal Workers sat down with a mediator yesterday for contract talks, but both sides say they remain far apart on wages and other issues. Canada Post is not delivering any mail or parcels during the work stoppage. And Canada's inflation report for October is set to be released this morning. Economists are forecasting the consumer price index rose by 1.9%. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are poised for a lower open this morning. Futures contracts down in pre-market trading on increased tensions between Russia and the United States. Yesterday for markets, a pretty good day. The Dow was down 55 points to 43,389, but the S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced. Tech stocks were up nearly 0.75 percentage point. The TSX also closed higher, 86 points to 24,976. Bitcoin up more than 1% this morning to 92,400 US. The price of oil is down 0.5 percentage point, 68.80 per barrel, while gold's trading nearly 1% higher at 2,640 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 71.23 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Dallas Cowboys lost their fifth straight game, 34-10 to Houston. Joe Mixon rushed for over 100 yards and had three touchdowns. It's not easy to shut out the Oilers, but Montreal did it last night. Sam Montembeau stopped 30 shots in the 3-0 victory. Alex Ovechkin scored twice in the Capitals' win against Utah. He's 27 goals away from breaking Gretzky's record, but he did leave in the third with an injury. Leafs' only game this week is tomorrow against Vegas. Auston Matthews won't play. Leafs are 5-1 since he's been injured. Argos brought the Grey Cup to the Raptors game last night, and that championship energy helped the Raps snap their 7-game losing streak with a win over Indiana. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Owen Sound Attack goaltender Carter George is the OHL Goalie of the Week. He was given the honor after scoring a goal and posting a .931 save percentage during the team's 3-game Eastern trip. George and the Attack play their next game Friday on the road against the London Knights. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's coming up next. Cloudy with a chance of some showers this afternoon as we hit a high of 10 today. Tonight, still cloudy, still a chance of some showers and steady near 8 overnight. And some rain expected tomorrow and Thursday with highs of 10 and 6.